Police in Maryland have released a composite picture of a white box truck they believe may be connected to the killer who has shot 10 people in the Washington, D.C. area since the beginning of October. The composite, which looks like a photograph, comes from witnesses in Maryland who were present near some of the shootings. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the latest in the investigation.
The picture shows a truck the size of a delivery van with damage on the right rear fender. Witnesses could not remember a license plate number, nor could they remember the large black words printed on the side of the truck. Police are working on a separate composite related to yesterday's fatal shooting in Virginia. Witnesses there said they saw a white minivan, suggesting the shooter might have switched vehicles. Earlier in the day, Major Howard Smith at the Sheriff's Office in Spotsylvania County, Virginia, confirmed results of forensic tests in the latest fatality.
Ballistics evidence has conclusively linked the shooting yesterday in Spotsylvania County to the other shootings in Virginia, D.C., and Maryland.
Friday's victim, Kenneth Bridges, was part of a pattern. The 53-year-old businessman from Philadelphia was shot once with a high-powered rifle near Fredericksburg, Virginia, 50 miles south of Washington. He died moments later. Like 8 other shootings, he was in a busy commercial area. Like 3 others, he was at a gas station near a ramp to an interstate highway. Despite a car-by-car search on all the major roads nearby, the shooter or shooters escaped. In fact, police are revising their language. Yesterday, there were several people who saw a white minivan leave the area, and at least one believed there were 2 people in the vehicle. But they're working with very little forensic evidence, only a handful of bullets, a shell casing or two, and a tarot card with the taunt, "Dear Policeman, I am God." There were reports that police may have a videotape of a suspect from a surveillance camera, although those cameras have a limited range and the killer shoots from far away. They have reportedly started searching motels near the 3 attacks in Virginia. All those shootings have occurred near motels, and some experts believe the shooter may live in Maryland and stay overnight in Virginia. The police are revealing few details, partly because they believe the killer is watching the news. Cognizant of that, a reporter asked Virginia Governor Mark Warner what he would like to say to the killer.
I'm not sure what kind of appeal could be made to someone who is creating so many, you know, senseless acts of violence.
Another officer quipped, "I know what I want to say to him. You're under arrest." Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.